Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Thank you so much for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and what can I say? First of all, happy Memorial Day to everyone. This is the day where I think most of America is off today. Let's see. The banks are closed. Let's see. The banks are closed. The post offices are closed. What else is closed? The schools are closed. So this is definitely the day that you have off with your family and the day that you can, I have a little echo, I'm so sorry, and the day that you can remember our brilliant servicemen, current and past, who have definitely dedicated their lives and their times and their skills to keeping us all free to be who we are. That's why we're here this morning, because someone was out there fighting for our freedom, our risking our lives. So let's all keep the world diversified and peaceful and courageous and keep that communication going. Beautiful day for everyone. Enjoy it with your loved ones and your family. All right, this weekend, did you catch a movie? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you are in the loop. And I'm just taking a good estimated guess. Remember, estimation. If I'm wrong about the top 10 movies, I'm so sorry. Just kind of go with the flow. But number one, can you believe it out this week? I can definitely believe it. Tomorrowland, starring who else? The sexy, handsome George Clooney. Oh, anyway, his movie this weekend alone, he's a just estimation. Of course, that is the new Disney film, raking just about $10 million there. Now, I could be very, very wrong, and these are only the Friday estimations, so bear with me. All right, number two, Pitch Perfect 2. Of course, one of the stars of that is Fantasia. And, you know, remember Fantasia from American Idol and that golden voice? I've never met Fantasia, but, you know, they say she's absolutely adorable, very, very nice and polite. Number three, Poltergeist 2015. That one made a little bit over $9 million there. You know, the first one, years and years ago, what did that little girl say? They're here or something like that. Well, you know what? Not me, because it was scary 20 years ago, and it's still scary today. I'm chicken. So anyway, number four, Mad Max Fury Road. Of course, I remember the original Mad Max with Mel Gibson. That's what put him on the map as far as Hollywood. Number five, The Avengers Age of Ultron. Of course, one of the stars of that is Don Cheadle, and of course, Chris Hemsworth. And if you don't know who Chris Hemsworth is, he's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy. So everybody's like, oh, he's a hubba-hubba. And you know what? He is a hubba-hubba. I hear he's pretty nice. And anyway, that one made allegedly just about $6 million there. And interesting, number five this week, I don't know. Number six, Hot Pursuit. Very interesting. Yeah, that is, of course, the Reese Witherspoon movie there. And she's also served as one of the directors there. Number seven, Far From the Madding Crowd. Interesting movie there. Number eight, Furious 7. Furious 7, of course, stars Vin Diesel, the late Paul Walker. And, you know, I have not seen this movie. Everybody I know who has seen this movie says it is absolutely fantastic. So if you're a big car fan, go see it. I do like Vin Diesel, but for some reason, I don't know. I don't want to see this one. I've seen the other one, but I don't want to see this one. Okay, I watched the other ones on over the television. I didn't go to the movies to see it, but I did see them eventually. I don't know why I don't go see this one. But anyway, hit me up with the email. Let me know how you like that one. Let's see, number nine, The Age of Adeline. Of course, that's the Harrison Ford movie there. And that one made just about $500,000. Not bad at all there. And number 10, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. I'm telling you, that one again, that one made also just about $5 million. Funny, That's my type of movie. And I just like actor Kevin James. Remember when actor Kevin James was on the TV series Kings and Queens? I was a stand-in on Kings and Queens for a day. Beautiful cast. Everybody was nice. The man was so humble. He was so nice. So what can I say? There are your top 10 movies, so check those out. Anything that you see that's unusual, hit me up and let me know. I'm kind of curious to see what's out there. You know these movies go up and down so fast. All right, for I Was There in the Moment segment, of course, since George Clooney has a movie, Tomorrowland, well, here we go. Years ago, I worked on the, as an extra, TV series. I did, I forgot the name, the medical show, whatever it was, ER, and then I also did the show Sisters, where George Clooney was there, and I was there when the George Clooney character was on the airplane, and that's when he was going to, you know, crash in the plane because his character was leaving the TV series Sisters for whatever reasons, I don't know. But anyway, it was so much fun. We shot that, I believe it was at Warner Brothers Studios, and it was neat. They had a plane, you know, like a mockable plane, and we were all in there, and it was so cool because the director hollers, you know, left, and everybody goes left, and then you holler right, and everybody goes right. We had people outside the mock plane shaking the plane, and it was so much fun. And I mean, this was an all-day event, and then, you know, they holler, go forward, and we all go forward, and, you know, eventually the plane crashes, and of course, you know, I was an extra, so I guess I was, you know, bumped off the show, too, because I was never called back. But however, I was there with George Clooney and that little scene. So much fun. So that's a true story. In the moment segment right there, I was there with George Clooney. Now, if Mr. George would have walked by me when he said, "Hey, Liz, how's it going?" Nope. But when I say, "Hey, George, how's it going?" You better believe it, girlfriends. I sure would. Of course, I would be respectful of his wife, who's gorgeous, and respectful of myself. But, hey, he's a hunk, so I'd be right there on it. "Hello, George." Okay, you know, if I was batting my eyelashes at Denzel and Harrison Ford, y'all know I'm going to bat my eyelashes at the yummy, yummy George Clooney. All right, moving on from that story. Okay, Hollywood gossip, fun, fun gossip. Jennifer Lopez on the Ellen Show. Okay, so she was talking about her life. I don't know exactly what she was talking about, but she got to something about what she dated. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you know, she's dating a guy, Casper Smart. I guess they've been on, off again. I don't know, nor do I care. I love Jennifer, so whatever Jennifer does is okay with me. Anyway, Ellen asked her something about, was she dating somebody, who was she dating? And she said something to the effect. Yeah, you know, I don't know. We're kind of dating. We're at that point where, you know, come on, ladies. You know, we've all had a relationship where we've been at that point. Sort of dating, not dating, maybe dating, wish you the best of luck. I don't know what's going on. Still like you. Not quite down the aisle yet. The whole thing. Well, you know what I say to Jennifer Lopez, touche, girlfriend, touche. She just kept it real and said, yeah, kind of whatever. And, you know, we've all been through it. All right, moving on to, we talk about Ellen. So we talk about Ellen's woman, you know, her significance, a beautiful actress, Portia de Rossi. You know, she's gorgeous, beautiful blonde. She was on, what was the show, Ally McBeal. Anyway, you know, she's talking about when she had bulimia and her struggles with bulimia. And I have a cure for you, girlfriend. Eat. Okay, eat. You know, I have just the opposite. When I see food, especially sweet, I have no shame in my game, honey. I eat it all, okay? And you know what? It shows, too. And that's okay. Got no shame in my weight game. Hey, I'm happy just to be breathing. Okay. Moving on to the TV series, 19 Kids and Counting. Well, did you hear the gossip on that one? You know, it airs on the network TLC. I thought TLC was for tender love and care. Well, anyway, it looks like somebody, anyway, allegedly, all these stories are allegedly, let me roll this one out here for sure. 11, 19 kids and counting will be 18 kids and counting. Because one of the kids, the oldest son, Josh, it looks like he's going to go, blah, blah. I don't know. Some alleged allegations that he said he did something with some underage girls and he's sorry, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, when you see it come on next season, instead of being 19, it'll be 18. But you know what? How many kids will a woman have? 19? So, hey, who knows? She might have some more. I don't know. They seem like a loving family. Every family's got issues. Every family in the world has something going on. Okay? So this is their thing. Somebody's got this. Somebody's got tomatoes. Somebody has tomatoes. Somebody has potatoes. And somebody has potatoes. But if you're on 19 kids and counting, well, you got your own TV series, and one of the kids did something to some little girl, allegedly, and he won't be on the show. Okay, so moving on to my girl, Madonna herself. Love Madonna. The broad is old, and you know what? She looks good, and she looks better today than when she was in her, 20s. Anyway, Madonna. Madonna with her blonde hair and her multimillionaire stuff. Remember when she got a divorce and one of the husbands got, what, $70 million? Is that right? Allegedly, we throw that out there because this is just fun Hollywood gossip. But anyway, $70 million? Wow! That's a lot of mochas you can buy. Or donuts. Mm-hmm. You'll see where I'm going with the $70 million. Yeah. Anyway. My girl Madonna, I don't know what's going on. It looks like maybe she's dyed her hair pink. No, Madonna, she's probably coming out with a new song, a new movie. I mean, she can dance, she can sing, she can act, blah, blah, blah. True story, I know a guy who used to be a sessions guy in the studio, did all these things with music. And years ago, he worked with Madonna back in the day. And he was saying that when he worked with Madonna, she was one of the hardest workers. Now, this guy has worked with the Beach Boys, Michael Jackson. He's worked with them all, and he said that they're all wonderful. However, he said to me, my friend told me, that Madonna was one of the hardest workers he had ever seen. A good listener, a good communicator, was, stay flexible. Constantly did her training for her dancing, her exercise, and her voice, and her warm-up. And he said that she was just a jewel to work with. He said, I'm just putting it out there. Why is her hair pink? I haven't a clue. But it's on the internet. Check it out. Okay. Anyway, people, thank you so much for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'd like to give a shout-out to Miss Karen Sue Thomas. Like to say hello to Aiden Thomas. Like to say hello to Nadia Thomas. Like to say mm-hmm. And Miss Shirley Cooper. And to Brooke Cooper. And to Miss Melissa Burnett. To Terry Kroll. To Diane Kroll. To Lisa and Lorenzo and Stefano and David Henry. What can I say? To Charles Harris and Stephen, Sherry, Jasmine, Kathy, Courtney, Brooke, Bridget, Brittany. Who was the little dog's name? Tinkerbell. Just like to say hello to everybody in Indianapolis, Indiana. Had a big family reunion. Kristen Carter, Lyric Carter, Niles Carter, Atlantis Carter, everybody else, mom, and pa, grandma, grandpa, everybody out there. Take a great day or not, the choice is yours. Have a peace and safe Memorial Day. Remember the love that you have for yourself, and you'll be cool up in this world. All right, this is Lynn Burnett, and I will talk to you next Monday morning on the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. It's Coffee Chatter time. Bye-bye.